Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, every Thursday at this time, we talk Furman Paladins football right here in the upstate, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, with head coach Clay Hendricks of Furman football. And man, what a big win, 31-22 over the weekend with ETSU. Coach, going to get into that win on Saturday at Paladin Stadium. Also going to get into the Western Carolina matchup this weekend as well. But I want to start off with an oddity, Coach, is someone who lives and breathes football like you do. Diesel and I are in a similar category where we have to talk sports 4 hours a day, and we do get to shut off our brains at certain points of the week. How long do you think you go? Like, what's the longest time span Clay Hendricks goes in a week without thinking about football?
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know. I think probably when I get home in the evening, and it's different kind of each day, you don't probably think about it as much the time you go to bed. But I think you probably wake up thinking about it. So I don't know. Probably a couple of hours there. We had a couple of days we go early, so I try to get into bed a little sooner. So I don't know. Two or three hours a day probably is probably the extent of the length. And I'm sure it even pops in your mind at that time, too.
Yeah. Coach, that's a hard question to follow, man. That's a really good question. I'm gonna try to ask you one that's maybe half as interesting as that one. You know, we've heard a lot of people in the media this week complaining about this crazy travel that we're seeing in the Big Ten now, right? Like teams having to go all the way from the East Coast all the way out to the West Coast and how it affects them. But for you in the Furman Paladins and in the Southern Conference, the way Furman is situated in this conference, it's almost the exact opposite. Like, you're staying right here close to home. How does it better or benefit a team to only have to go, you know, an hour or so up the road to get to Cullowhee, or, 30 minutes north to get to Wofford on a week-by-week basis?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I've always been appreciative that we're kind of centrally located. We're actually same day. We never same day the Western trip until I came back in 2017. We started same day in the trip. And I think it's been good. We've played well there, you know, and obviously the Wofford, we've same day East Tennessee State. So that is nice. If you're on the outskirts, it makes it a little more challenging. I know we had kind of a brutal travel schedule last year between going to Ole Miss and going to Williamsburg as non-conference games. you know, and then some weeks we catch, some years we catch a little bit longer trips for us, but absolutely. And then I think the killers, those, I'm a hater of the Saturday night games, especially on the road, because you're in a hotel all day on Saturday, and then you know, who knows when you're going to get home, you know, depending on what kind of trip you have coming back. And, you know, and it, I'm, in my world, it's, you know, the budget plays in there too. So, so a little cheaper for us to do that. And I still probably wouldn't do it if I felt like it hurt us in a way. But tomorrow, for instance, we'll do everything just like a home game on Friday at home. And then we'll get up and we'll actually go up on Saturday. We'll go up above Asheville and eat pregame meal. Because it's really about an hour and maybe 40-minute trip total. You know, sometimes you do a little bit of traffic stuff that you can't totally control. But it's been a good formula for us, and our kids seem to like it too.
We're talking to Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, 4-1 now on the season, winners of three straight. You look at the 31-22 win last Saturday on Family Weekend at Paladin Stadium in Greenville, Coach. Man, what a tight game, you know, a tight conference game, right, as you come to expect. But, man, the Furman Paladins, when it mattered in the fourth quarter, 14 points in the fourth quarter compared to ETSU, 0 points. What was that extra oomph that allowed you guys to have that fourth quarter you did on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think we've been getting a little better each week. I think we've played pretty consistent all year. You know, a little disappointed how we played in the first half. You know, I felt like we did everything we could to try to beat Furman there a few times with some things that we had to clean up. But I don't know. I think we got a group that just kind of sticks together. I mean, there's just been something about them on the sideline. Nobody, you know, it's kind of taken all three phases, and everybody seems to, you know, we're going to find a way to get it done. You know, and we had to get stops, you know, had to move the ball, and, you know, certainly to come out the second half and give up a big play on the first play of the second half was not what we talked about all at halftime. But maybe the most important drives of the whole game was answering that one big play. We came back with a great drive to go keep it a one-score game. You know, so I don't know. I think it's just a little confidence, a little belief in our team, and just we've been in a bunch of those games, so it's not like the first time we've been in that situation.
Coach, you know, you've mentioned to us a couple times last year when we had you on, and so far a few times already this season, about, you know, just needing this team to grow up a little bit from where they were last year to going into this year. How pleasantly surprised are you that maybe some of the struggles you dealt with last year have really kind of set this team up to be in a place to be mentally tough in these kind of close ball games, because you've had a bunch of those already?
Well, I certainly thought we'd be better. I mean, you know, I got asked today. We did a little TV preview with a group doing the game on Saturday, and somebody asked me where I thought we were better, what we were better at. And I said, we're better at everything. I said, we had to be better because we weren't good at anything a year ago. I literally, during the summer, I thought we were pretty good net punting. And we're pretty good red zone defense. I couldn't find anything else I thought we were very good at, you know. And but I just think we're kind of, you know, it's age and maturity, and then certainly getting a little confidence. But you know, now you're not sure how you're gonna handle those close games. You know, you could be a lot better and still not win games. Yep. I thought we'd be better. Our kids went to work. I thought we had some talent. You know, it was a little bit of we were dealt a little tough hand year ago, and probably didn't handle it as well as we should have, but been really pleased with the job our staff's done and our team. And you know, you go win a big game, you get to go play in another big game, and we like playing in big games. This is certainly a big one this week.
Coach, for those that were not at the game Saturday, can you walk us through in your best way possible what happened at the end of the game? You know, less than five to play. It's a tight ball game, 25-22. You guys are on top. They have the football. Jordan Miller, 95-yard interception. You guys go up 33-21, and that's pretty much the icing on the cake. What was it about that drive? Talk us through kind of what made that drive possible, that interception possible, and how you guys were able to execute that.
Well, you know, it started with, you know, we were there, and we had a chance. We were down six before that, down six, and and had it down there 4th and 3, and I decided to go for it instead of thinking. I kept thinking we'd still get the ball back. Didn't make it. We did get stopped and certainly had the drive, hit the pass to go down and go up and had to kick it to them. They had 4 minutes to go. And, you know, their quarterback, you know, they played, you know, they had the two quarterbacks, the kid from Michigan. You know, they had led Michigan to the college football playoffs a couple of years ago. And then the kid from North Carolina. And we kind of got after the Michigan guys, more of a pocket guy. They made the change. And then, you know, the North Carolina kid, a little more of a dual threat guy, hurt us run it, and he made a couple of plays there in the drive, and, you know, really got it to our 25, and at that point in time, we got down to, 10 seconds to go, and, you know, and they'd taken a shot a couple plays before, and our, you know, their kid had the ball, and our kid just made a great play to knock it out of his hands when he came down with it, and I think Coach Healy, you know, I kind of thought I saw what he was trying to do, and he felt like he had 10 seconds and a timeout, and he was going to take a shot in the end zone to try to, you know, one shot to win it. And then I'm sure they're going to kick it. They have a really solid kicker. So I think, but we had blocked a kick earlier in the day. And, you know, you're talking about a little 25-yard go route, which doesn't take very much time to get it off because it happens pretty fast. And I don't think he probably anticipated our, you know, Joshua Stone King, our kid that's leading the country in sacks and TFLs. He literally threw the tackle into the quarterback. And he just never – he couldn't finish the throw. And we actually had two guys that got great pressure on the quarterback and the ball. You could tell pretty quick it wasn't going to get – you know, wasn't going to get there. And then Jordan Miller, young redshirt freshman's only played, you know, a couple of games that was playing a bunch of snaps in the game. You know, it was kind of like catching a punt at that point in time. You know, and it's like you teach them all year. In that situation, we'd already talked about it, you know, just – really, at that point in time, if you catch the ball, the only way they win probably is if you fumble it. And somehow they either pick it up or come back and kick a field goal. And but he didn't. He ran 95 yards with it. We had a linebacker trying to tell him to get down. He was right on their sideline. So I don't.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't think he felt like anybody was going to hit him. And my wife even asked me what I was thinking. And I said, I was thinking catch it. And then I was thinking get down. And I'm thinking, well, go ahead and score. You know, so it was on the far side of the field from us. So, and you know, we talked to him about it. We said, next time, make sure you get down. That was a good feeling.
Coach, you know, Cole and I in the media game, you know, we focus in on a lot of stats. And I'm sure there are some stats that you do focus on and some that you don't. Here's one that you might not know, that your quarterback, Trey Hedden, and Western Carolina's quarterback, Taron Dickens, are exactly 1 yard apart when it comes to the total number of yards that they've thrown for this season. Now, here's a stat that you probably do know, that 46 straight completions to start their game last week. That's what Taron Dickens was able to achieve against Wofford last week. How do you game plan for a guy and how to break up his passes when he never throws an incomplete pass?
Well, you're right. And the fact is he only played in three games, too, because I think he was suspended for the first three games.
Wow,
so he's
wow.
done that in three games. But, you know, I tell you what, it'll be a challenge. You know, he is a guy, when you watch him, he's accurate. He's poised. He has great mobility. So, you know, has ability to throw on the run. You know, he's not an easy guy to – they run him some. He will run, but I think even when he's escaping, he's still looking to throw it. But he did. You know, when you have something like that happen, you go back and look at it. Yeah, you got to have a few things go. They made some good catches, but still, you know, I think you and I could get 5 yards apart and throw 46 passes, and one of us probably would drop one or make a bad throw. it's pretty phenomenal what he did. You know, ball got batted one time that probably should have been a pick, and one of their guys ends up catching it right at the line of scrimmage. I think they had another one that was taken back on a penalty that was an incompletion. But now, pretty phenomenal. Both those guys are going to, you know, I think he's actually in the 80% maybe.
Wow.
On the year completion-wise.
Jeez.
And you know what? You're not going to stop him. Wofford did a phenomenal job of kind of containing him. They're a group that kind of lives on explosive plays. And they did a good job of, you know, I think he averaged 7 yards an attempt. Which, if we can hold him 7 yards as a attempt Saturday, I feel pretty good about it, you know. And, you know, so that's what it's got to be. I think I think they still want to run it. I think a key for us, like it is every week, is if we can make them one-dimensional and then have a chance. I think Wofford did get 4 sacks, you know. So that's something we got to be able to, when we get a chance to go hit the quarterback, you know, hit him. Like we say, we need good, clean hits on the quarterback, whether he's running or he's in the pocket. We got to be able to pressure him. And so – it'll be a big challenge for us.
Coach, talk about depth on your defensive line. Looking at what you guys have done, do you feel like that was something you didn't have last year when you talk about the struggles? I mean, Stone King's been impressive for you guys, but, man, it looks like you're rotating 7 or 8 guys, getting significant playing time.
Well, you know, the two inside guys, we're actually playing 6 guys.
Wow.
We've played 6 guys. We've had one guy that's been out a good bit. Haven't played as many guys on the edges, but we have been able to do that. And you know what? It's funny. It's kind of the same guys that were here last year. The difference was when you rotated them a little bit last year, none of them had ever played. And, you know, so they were trying to figure it out, you know, trying to get a little, you know, production. And, you know, Josh is an interesting guy. You know, we missed the last four games last year with sickness. And somebody asked me, you know, was I surprised at the year he's had? I said, well, no, I've watched him. And, you know, I think great pass rushers, you know, the great ones have power and speed, and he's got both. And I said, I'd nominate him for all conference to start the year, and nobody voted for him very much. I think if he can continue this, I think he'll get a few votes at the end of the year. But he's just been really productive, and you know, I mean, obviously people know where he's at now, but I think we have some other guys who can continue to show up. And I keep telling him, you know, he's getting all that attention should create that many more opportunities for some other guys, you know. So, no, they've been good. Kevin, you know, Kevin Lewis and Dwayne Vonkos, those guys, and they've done a really good job, you know, doing that, tackles for loss. And I think we've had 10, maybe 10 guys amongst our 16 sacks or whatever the number is we have.
Mm.
And 19 guys involved in our tackles for loss. So I think we've been building some depth there. We've stayed relatively healthy there. So hopefully we can continue that trend.
Coach Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, right here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Coach, I guess if you're in the business long enough, you're going to have a season go squirrely on you, good or bad. This season, like you were saying earlier, you weren't quite sure what you were going to be good at going into the year, and all of a sudden you're sitting at 4-1. Can you think back to a year that either direction, it was better than you thought, or things just sort of fell apart that kind of really shocked you the most, that things did not go the way that you anticipated they would?
Well, I got so many years they all kind of run together. I can remember some really good teams, you know, that maybe lost a couple of close games that you felt like, you know, you were a player two away, you know, from being where you wanted to be. You know, and at our level, that's maybe the difference in getting in the playoffs or not. You know, fortunately, Furman, we've had high expectations. You know, We've played for 3 national championships. I was here for all 3 of those, and I played in one of the games.
And I thought we had about four, at least four other teams that had a great chance to win it. And for whatever reason, maybe you got the wrong guys hurt. I think it's kind of maybe derailed it a little bit. I mean, even one of the years I was at the academy, I was there for 10 years, and we just had one really awful year, and we lost. I think we lost three quarterbacks in maybe the first 3 weeks of the season, and we weren't good in some other spots too. But I don't know. I think you try to just. I've learned to appreciate the good years and appreciate each win, and try not to focus much more on that. You know, and if you can do those things, if you can keep winning games, games keep getting bigger, and that, you know, that's what you want to do, and you want to be in those kinds of games. And that was a fun one Saturday. This will be a fun one to be in this week.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you as always, and best of luck Saturday in getting this team to 3-0 on the road this season. We'll talk to you next week, Coach. Good luck.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys. It's always good being with you.
Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. You heard him right here on the Fan Upstate. Diesel, that performance by Trey Hedden, you're talking about 350-plus. One of the top three performances in Furman football history. I mean, that was a huge performance by their quarterback on Saturday, and I think this team's kind of starting to really figure things out.
Yeah, well, he's only a sophomore, so he's got the rest of this season and hopefully two more years right here in the Upstate to show what he can do at the FCS level. And, man, you're talking about, you know, maybe a year from now, 2 years from now, a senior seasoned Trey Hedden.
Yeah.
That feels like the kind of quarterback that could lead this team to something big.
Yeah.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.